Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts
some fluidity. Wait, we gotta be careful we say that. Yeah, girl, but that is fluid. Woo! On a whole nother level, okay? On a whole nother level. Yeah. All right. So I have your consent, your permission, and authorization to grill you, to get all up in your business, to create
now this I have podcast. Permission to answer what I want.
And it is recorded. That's right. So bring it on.
It is on and cracking. When I say cracking brains, I mean like an egg. Yes, because we're going to splatter all over you here on the edge today with my guests from Australia. Damn, they doing something down there in Australia. I got to get down there. My tribe is down there. Absolutely. And here is another queen. This is Sharon Tall. You know, brains, I should have been an archaeologist because I dig up the absolute best. Okay. Now, this exotic beauty was born in Israel. She was also in the military. Who does that? Girl, it would mess up my afro and look at them curls.
Sergeant Sharon Tal.
Wow. Okay. She was not playing. Then she comes and moves to Australia. She builds a life. She's a mother. But now she's into a different vibe, a different frequency. She's into energy. She's into coaching and really kind of helping people put their lives together, life coaching in a way. And she's got an amazing deck of cards. So we're going to see what's in the cards for me. And then I'm going to have a card for you, brains. Okay, so get ready, sit up straight as we welcome our guest today, Sharon Tall.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, they're brains, but you got to call them brains.
Absolutely. Hey, brains, how are we going?
I'm going to ask you so many questions and I'm going to skip around. I'm not going to be trying to do all this chronological stuff. I want you to color in the white space like a beautiful mosaic. All right. So I see in the background there that there's a lot of stones and rocks. Let's start there. What is
that? You said archaeology, right?
Absolutely.
Those are the gifts from Mother Earth. Those are crystals and gemstones. And, it is about the healing that each one of those crystals provide, as well as the beauty of them. I actually wear a ring. This is the ring of the high priest used to wear, the Jewish one, Aaron. And that is a representation of the breastplates that he used to wear to describe, to have the 12 tribes of Israel. Same as the 12 tribes, the 12 strands of the DNA, the 12 months of the year, the 12 major meridians, 12 in the horary clock. And basically there are precious and semi-precious stones because we are all united and equal before God. Doesn't matter what you have or don't have. So crystals gives energy of love and protection.
And you really believe that?
I feel it. I don't just believe it.
Well, you know what? I was testing you because I do too. You know, I have some, I don't know where mine are. They're on my desk here somewhere. They're never too far, but I always have something. I have singing bowls. I have congas. I have a guitar. I have an outlet, an expression for my anxiety because everybody's uptight. But I want to talk to you about some PTSD. Girl, you done seen it front and center. How in the hell did you survive that? Your moisturizer is fabulous. I don't know how you got through all of that.
Well,
I'd be wrinkled and drooped and all sucked up. I'd be toe up. How did you do it?
Well, I am proudly 51 year old and life is, you know, maybe it's good genetics, but I just know that with PTSD, with, post-trauma stress disorder, to those who don't know, it's all about shifting the trauma and it's about moving it from survive to thrive. And wherever you see a trauma, you have to look at it, acknowledge it, live with it, then realize what is the source of it. Because if we do not clear a trauma from the core, wherever it is, whether it's from childhood, whether it's from previous relationship, whether it's even from past life, it will always come back, just like a weed, just like a problem, parasite that needs to be cleared away. So with my,
it's like you feel like it's the colonic of life, you know.
Oh,
like,
life.
You have a good cleaning out.
100%, 100%, April. And what it is as well, it's like I've studied. I'm a qualified kinesiologist, a counselor, Reiki master teacher. I'm a married celebrant, and through everything,
a jeweler, brains. We're gonna talk about this in a minute.
Yes,
we're gonna talk about that in a minute.
Wearing it. That is so nice. Well done.
So,
about 3 years ago. So I've been in my clinic for 20 years, been doing the spiritual world probably for 28 years, since I was 21, 22. And basically through this journey that has been weaved from me by the creator, I have realized how much it's so important just to be connected through your soul to the higher guidance. And how do we know whether it's the right or wrong guidance? It's by if it feels right or not. Because people can be stuck in their brain, in their talks, in the everything around them, let's just say it this way, environment and other people's opinion of them. However, it is about always allowing yourself to follow. I call it in the brain, you think, in the heart, you feel, in the gut, you sense, but in your soul, you know.
Oh,
so it's
that's
all heavy. About connecting to your knowing.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But you know what? That's a lot of work too. Okay.
That's a lot of work.
No, I mean, because you got people out here that is just straight up tripping. They don't have any ops, they don't have any options, they don't feel they have any choices, they feel that they're a victim of circumstance. Oh, why me? That's victim mentality. But girl, you have had to fight. You have had to fight on the battlefield. Can you tell them what that feels like?
That depends which battlefield you are talking
girl,
about.
All right. You know,
there are a few battlefields in my life. Well, I can say when I was young, unfortunately from the ages of 4 till 14, I have actually survived a huge battle of sexual assault that happened to me by a family member, family relative. My dad had to go to war in 1973. It was a war in Israel, real war. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that, he left, but he came back, thank God, and he's still alive. A family member tried to get closer to me. And as a four-year-old, you don't know much. So I'm sharing it in order to inspire others, because unfortunately, for the ages of 18, one out of three women, girls, will be sexually assaulted. And one of five boys will be sexually assaulted. So it's not that much of a difference. It's a soul to soul. I'm a married celebrant and I have wedded all genders together, single. Love is love. And that is the most important thing. And if they care for each other, support each other, and make sure that they have each other's back, that's the main thing. I actually conducted a wedding last Sunday, a few days ago, and it's a couple that is so beautiful and so lovely. And it was, for me, because I'm a counselor and a healer, I make sure that I give them the talk before that.
Oh, and
she was my student, so she's beautiful. And I wrote a book as well. And
let me see.
She did my course.
Put that up
28
there.
Lessons in Self-Mastery, which is a full empowerment course.
Okay, what does empowerment mean to you? How can you ignite my switch? How can you turn me on?
Move from survive to thrive. Empower yourself and know that you have the options to be on top of the world. I had a client who told me, a student's client, she said to me, Sharon, before you, I didn't even dare to dream. There were no dreams. And she was in her mid-50s. And I was like, Eva, what do you mean? She said, because one of the chapters here is the dream and the journey. And that's where I inspire them, I guess, to start to create? What would they like? What do they want? What do they need? I can talk about this for 5 seconds because this is survive, revive, and thrive. But she said, Sharon, I was just busy in survival. She was a single mom and she had an abusive boyfriend. And it was like, what am I even doing? I said to her, Eva, what are you doing? And
Eva, what aren't you doing?
Well, she wasn't caring for herself. She didn't take care of herself. And when I say, what do you need? What do you want? What would you like? What do you need is the survive. When you are in survive, it's about simple needs. You need, if I'll put it like food, you need bread and water to survive, right? What do you want? Oh, I would like a croissant. I would like a cake. I would like a feast. I would like meat. But when you are truly in thrive, it's what would I like? You have the buffet of life. You have all these options.
A smorgasbord.
That's it. You bring it on. This is the smorgasbord for life. Did I turn you on already or what?
Right. I'm ignited. I knew I would be. So talk to us a little bit about the jewelry. Okay, look at this. I have the opportunity to adorn one of Sharon Tall's beautiful pieces here. I feel so energetic, but tell me, what am I supposed to be feeling? Okay. Explain this to me.
All right. So I have 2018, my mom passed away in 2016. And 2 years later, I meditate daily. And Metatron, Archangel Metatron came to me. He's like 2IC of God. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing here? And it was... Metatron is the one who's responsible for the sacred geometry, according to the legend.
Okay.
I always wore the flower of life and the Merkaba. The Merkaba is the chariot. Is the chariot that takes you. Here, I'll show you. Merkaba will take you. This is the back of my cards.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if you can see, but it's like a 3D, three-dimensional Star of David.
Okay.
And basically, that is a chariot, literal chariot that will take you from one dimension to the other. The flower of life is the most encompassing symbol of the sacred geometry, which has everything else in there. So then I was told to put them together. And I have a beautiful graphic designer, and she gave me about 30 different designs. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. That's not it. It just literally had to be together. And if I put it a bit closer, maybe you can see how it is. The Merkaba had to sit inside the flower of life. And why is that? This is a transformational shield that provides full protection to all that wears it.
What?
If there is...
You are protected, girl. I'm protected. Brains, you see this? Okay.
Yeah. And this is where we need to keep that protection for you, that no matter what happens, this is the gatekeeper. Nothing can penetrate and come through.
Wow. And I got the portal brains.
That's it. And they come in 9 version, which is 3 tourmaline. So tourmaline is all about strong protection and pushing away the darkness. So this one has in purple, I have it just in pure gold, and in blue, I have the coral with and without glitter. I have the selenite is an amplifier. So I have it with purple or with gold. I have a turquoise. Oh, I'm actually wearing the turquoise. And
beautiful.
And lapis lazuli, which is the third eye. So turquoise is for the throat chakra. And selenite is for the whole aura.
You got all this protection. Now let me ask you, and I want you to keep it 100. Are you in your ultimate space? Are you personally, just, you know, as an individual, all the work that we do, the people we talk to, the people we pour into, you know, what is your internal why? And are you really, really happy?
Yes and no. Yes, because I'm accepting 100% where I am now. So firstly, we have to accept where we are now. So 100% yes. Is it my final destination? 100% no.
Okay.
So the part of it is not to always aspire for more, but disregard where you are now. I love my space. I literally purchased my new home 2 days ago on Saturday.
Wow, yay.
I know, I've been searching. I am in a beautiful space. I can even switch the camera and show you. I am in this is my home, which is beautiful. However, I even have my bikes in the house.
What?
But I'm a real person. No fuss here. But the railway knocked on my door a few months ago and they say, girl, we need your house and your neighbor's house and the neighbor's house because we are expanding the railway. And I'm like, what? My beautiful home of 4 years. I have to live here. La, la, la. They're buying me out, paying me, but that's a pain as well. So I just said to God, God, I need you to help me because I love this home. Love it. However, it's only a home that can be moved, you know. COVID, lockdown, Melbourne, mess. I've looked at over 100 and something houses, but it was the first or second house that I saw that's been waiting for me. Waiting. The auction was a few days ago.
Wow. And
thank God. Nobody else bid. It had Sharon Tal on it. It was for me.
Wow.
So, We'll have to see it when you get there.
We'll have to go on a virtual tour.
I have a spare bedroom for you.
Wow. And it's so good. You got a daughter too. What's that like?
I do. Her name is Elia. She's the one who keeps calling me while we are talking here. And you know, April, it's all about let go and let God. We are just vessels. We are just tools to achieve our full cleanliness. Because why are we here if not to improve and improve and improve and get better and better?
I know. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that's just taking up space, Sharon.
Sometimes people say that people are overrated, but if they're working asleep, it's no good.
What do you say to the person that just completely sucks the oxygen out of the room? You know, you got that one person that is the Debbie Downer all the time, and you don't want to be snarky. But sometimes you've had enough. How do you come at that person?
Smother them with kindness.
Really?
Smile to them. You see, if you're getting annoyed, you're falling into the darkness as well. So instead of fighting the dark, you need to expand on your light. So when you walk in the street and you see someone really grumpy, I'm like, morning, 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 when we walk. Morning, 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 morning. So it's like,
exactly. You know, exactly. It's like cracking that shell. So tell us a little bit about your book and your current offerings, what you are doing online in this virtual space.
Well, since COVID, I guess my consultation has become more popular online because we had no choice. And I see people from everywhere, whether it's within Australia, whether it's outside of Australia. And energy is energy, so it doesn't matter. Like, I'm a Reiki master teacher, so sending energy, it's not a problem. And people do feel the difference. I mean, I'm sure you can feel my vibe as I feel yours.
Right.
And it's all about flowing and feeling and sensing. And as we know, in true spirituality, there is no space. There is no distance. There is no time, because we are one anyway. And truly, the real offering that I'm doing is about how can you achieve your perfect state? What would you like to do? What do you need to do in order to thrive? And then how do we get you there? Okay. But if you keep being hard on yourself all the time and whip yourself, then it's not really going to help anything or anyone. Do you agree with me?
I do agree with you. But, you know, how much does cost time, energy, and money? You know, you're at the top of your game. You know, there are people there that are really just trying to make it through. I know that you're very philanthropic as well. You know, you're a giving heart and spirit. But
the book, yes.
Yeah, I want to talk, you know, a little bit about the book and what you're doing with that. And, you know, just how you're sharing yourself and your gift with the world.
Well, firstly, people can always join me on Instagram, the.soulalchemist. I do a weekly chat for free. And every week I have a subject. And the subject is, this last week it was how to hold the frequency of love. And it's about practical tools from myself, or my life, or my clinic, how to help people to truly thrive. It's all about thriving. And there are like 50 ways, 500 ways to get there. It depends where is your essence, where are you stuck? Because I look at it as the 7 major pillars of self-mastery, which is about physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, family, social, and work. Nice. And if you are not...
Yeah, she rattled that off, brains, like a symphony.
No, it's me. It's part of what I do. So from my point of view, I will assess immediately where are we stuck, according, like with the conversation, where are you stuck? Where can we shift it? What would you like it to be? And then we go into that small board of food, joy, and energy. Does that make sense?
It lays on my palate, absolutely. Well, you have been a wealth of information and so much fun and so pretty. And I'm so happy for your success. You are just glowing. Again, thank you for the shield of
pleasure.
I absolutely
people can get it actually on my website.
And you know what? We're not finished because I want to hear, I want the book. I want you to hold it up there next to your pretty face.
Oh.
And you said that you were going to pull a card.
I will.
Okay. So I want you to pull one for me. Tell me a little bit about the deck, the card, the purpose, what's the thought behind that? Why do people use this, you know?
So, for sure. So, the story of this deck is very fun because I've done the book, right? And then my guides told me, all right, you need to do the second book, which is From Survive to Thrive. And in the meanwhile, as I said, my mom passed away, and suddenly I had this urge this afternoon to sit and write affirmations. So I was sitting and writing and writing and writing, and I'm like, okay, that was stage one. Then I was shown the survive, revive, and thrive, but with little stages in the middle, which is survive, revive, because it depends. It's all a little pathway. And guess what, April? You can thrive in one, but survive in total other subject. And right. Revive in another one. So it's not that you're all encompassing success. It is all a mixture of everything. And this is the puzzle, the jigsaw of life. And that's what it's about.
Okay.
So then the one part of it, this is, as I showed before, this is the Merkaba, but it's in a galactic place, which means that we are beyond time, space, or distance. We are there to help. So the deck has 5 levels of stages, from the red to orange to blue to purple and beyond, which parallel as well to the chakras, which is the energy system of the body. So you can look at a card and meditate on it. You can just pull a card, pick a card for a daily message, or you can get it as a question. When I pulled now the card for you, my love, about enlightenment.
Did you see that, brains? I am about to turn it up bright. Enlightenment. Go on with yourself.
So I want you to say with me, April, I am in the light.
I am in the light.
I am the light.
I am the light.
I now share the light.
I now share the light.
There you go. So that is your, let's take a screenshot of that. How about that?
Let's take do this. Let me one moment, get my afro right.
Doing it again because you were not smiling. Smile. That's it. You're going to go on my socials.
I love that. That's good.
And basically, if you'll see, it's written here, thrive and understanding.
Wow.
And enlightenment is about, so it has like a subject and sub-subject, the name of it, the affirmation. You can meditate on it. You can just leave it for the day. You can leave it for the week. And every Thursday when I do, it will be in America, it will be the Wednesday. Okay. But every Thursday when I do my live here, success. I'm pulling the success for everyone.
Okay, this is for, wait a minute, this is for you, brains. Hold on. You put that up to
it
the
is.
Camera.
I'm going to look at it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So success.
Okay, success, baby.
And And can everyone say with me, I am now willing, ready, and able.
I am now willing, ready, and able.
To create new pathways to success.
To create new pathways to success.
I have the magic touch.
I sure do. The magic
touch. There you go. Poof. You see? Now, there are 74 cards in this deck. And usually people have like 50 cards or this or that. This is 74. And why is it 74 and not 75? Because there are five different groups. Because survive has only 14. I want us to less survive and more thrive. And is one of the reasons for that, because it is amazing. And it actually gives you the healing. So when I was channeling and doing all these affirmations, I have actually included in it the extra intention, I guess, for which chakra does it belong to, what pathway, what is the framework to clear it. And people can purchase it from my website, and people can pay, which is, as I said, soulalchemist.com. I think it's on other places with my distributors. Yeah,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to definitely put it down in the show notes, because I want people to connect with you. I mean, this is heavy brains. You know what? I hope that you really enjoy this, because Sharon Tall is, you know, she's different. She's futuristic, you know? And that's great.
Said it. Thank you.
You know, and so you just have to receive that. Everybody is not here, but we all don't have to be tethered down either. Get you a shield.
Get your shield. Get the love frequency. I've as well created two amazing perfume scents. Over a year to do it through COVID. And do you know why I've created it? Because the olfactory system, which is the smell, is the most primal system in the body. And when you smell those scents, they literally brings you home. They bring you home to yourself, to your soul. And I've created that mixture in order to help people to reduce and to relax their fight, flight, or freeze, their stress system. Because I specialize in clearing traumas and shifting the energies to make it into that thrive, to be able, first of all, to move to revive, so to stop. And, you know, because of my Jewish background, I sometimes correlate it as well to what happened at the Holocaust. And when the Jews and the other survivors were rescued from all the concentration camps, they had to go to respite in Italy and Switzerland and parts of Europe just to, first of all, bring their body into revive, bring their system back to life. And only from that point, they could have started to dream, to be, to create. But before that, when you're on survival, you can't do anything. So if I could give a tip to the audience, it's about hope, and it's about the connection, and it's about that gratitude, no matter what. No matter what you have and not have, you have to be in gratitude. And that will start transforming the negativity into positivity.
Because gratitude is latitude, and it will change your attitude.
100%. Okay. Oh my God, I love your accent. Those are the perfumes. And
hold them up there. Wait, you got to give my time eyes to adjust. When we purchase the stuff, we want to see it. Put it up, baby. Turn it around, Devo. And I need you to demo it. Open it up. Put it on your hand and smell it.
You're so cute. All right. This is the hand sanitizer. I have hand sanitizer, room spray, candles, infused. Everything is infused with Reiki. So you just do one spritz. It's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Try to smell it.
Ooh, girl. Yes.
That's it.
Smell it. Mm-hmm.
So this one, so I've done one which is gender fluid, which can be for unisex in the old way of speaking. Yeah. And it has beautiful bergamot, ginger, and lemon, and cedarwood, and musk. And the other one is interesting because it's more feminine. And my perfume is based on gardenia and freesia. Okay. And a lot of people want to take me home, but they can't. So I've created a scent private collection that will be. So all you do,
wait.
You just smell it and you just, it literally purifies the air. All of them are non-toxic. I have the candles as well.
It's almost erotic. Brains, can you smell that? Go into this place with us, okay? Really? This has been beautiful, everything.
Another one. Let's me. Magnesium oil.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me ask you something. Yes. I've been reading a lot about magnesium. Should I get some liquid magnesium?
Well, that's the fastest way to get absorbed into the blood flow. Because if you're taking the tablets, and I've studied a bit of nutrition and herbs as well, or you say herbs, nutrition and herbs, or kinesiologies. And basically, magnesium, if you take it as a tablet, it has to go through your digestive system in order to be absorbed. The problem is that if it's not strong potency, the lack of acidity or the too much acidity can lose some of the effect of it. When people take powder, it increases because you mix it with water and it goes through the saliva and through the drinking part. But when you actually take this spray, it will be absorbed immediately into the bloodstream. So what you do with mine, and this is from the Dead Sea, and I Reiki each one, and I create it with the
right. What do you mean you Reiki each one? You put your pixie dust on them? You
run really? I do energy on the whole batch.
Wow.
I bless it. And I'm saying, like I had the girl, I was doing them here, and I had the girl saying, and I'm like, may each one who gets this product will have love, success, and joy and happiness. May they'll be happy. I always
she ain't playing brains. She's sending it to you. Ooh, it's moisturizing because I'm gonna say something. Skin is, and I'm just generalizing, but your skin is the biggest organ on your body. You should love it and moisturize it. Oh, honey, I use olive oil and shea butter, and oh yes, this skin is luxurious.
But did you know that we need magnesium for over 300 things in the body? We need it for sleep, we need it for nerves, we need it to relax the digestive system, we need it for thinking, we need it for headaches and migraines. This is the nervous system friend, because magnesium as well is the carrier of the calcium and vitamin D. And a lot of people are lacking the absorption of calcium. And what happens is if they're too nervous or stressed, as life are, the magnesium that's supposed to carry the calcium to the cell, it just drops. And what happened to the calcium? Boom. And then people get calcification. They get the arthritis. They get the joints problem. What does the doctor do? Gives them more calcium and vitamin D, but if it doesn't absorb, it creates more calcification. Comes the magnesium and start to breaks it all along and allows it to go into the cell. So we need magnesium for over 300 things in the body. And I test everything as well through the kinesiology and through the energy. Is it going to be potent or not? And I do it with muscle testing.
Do you have some, you're right, but do you have some testimonials? You got some people that's
heaps.
Right. So we want to see those.
Go to my website. You go to my Google. I have heaps, like over 50 to 100 testimonials.
And the only reason why I ask is because I've never seen a topical
magnesium oil.
Right. No, I've never seen it before.
Wow. So. Yeah.
I mean, so you might
here in Melbourne.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying you may break through here in the United States. Absolutely. Have you on QVC or something, baby?
Well, it is so pure that sometimes it can get itchy. And that's where you do put you can put it on top of your body lotion and the olive oil that you put it on top. It's not instead.
Okay, what about people that need use sunscreen? I was just talking to my lovely white people. I don't want you to get burned in the sun. Can they use this with the sunscreen as well, or have you
tried? With everything, 100%. This is as well. This is like magnesium. This is not to do with, this is doesn't replace any body lotion or sunscreen, as you say. This is like taking a topical vitamin. That's it, or mineral. So it's not any. Have you heard, April, about homeopathy?
Yes.
So I've created 22 specific elixirs of homeopathy.
Oh, wow.
Here, that will be what, according to what you say, motivated. Can you see the name of it?
I can.
I am motivated. Yeah. So this one, for example, it's for the adrenal glands. Now, this is a recommendation and this is not a medicine.
Right, right. Get that disclaimer in there because you didn't hear it on the Edge Brains.
When you need support, when you need trust, when you need awakening.
You know, and everything is subjective to that. You know, number one, if the FCC is going to get it here, what other cocktails people are taking? You never know. They might be taking some other, you know, self-medicating.
Exactly. That causes
some problems. But get the information, Brains. I'm going to put all of Sharon's information on the back of this interview. This is so good. You've been so fun. Thank you so much. And
thank
I
you.
Will talk to you again. Brains, I need you to go do it. Okay. Because we got cool, fun stuff like this. Exotic, you know, really. 5D. We are up there, okay? Here on the Edge, the place where the conversation is what? Pointed. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, yes, to all the Brains, for listening.
All right, Brains, have a good day. Bye, Sharon.
Bye-bye.